Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And for all you people out there blaming me for his injuries, I don't need to say anything more than that.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Little breaking news for the Houston Astros. Carlos Correa, the shortstop's going to the injured list. It's going to be keep him out for around 4 to 6 weeks. He has cracked ribs. How did he crack those ribs, you ask? Well, that's an interesting question because nobody except him seems to know. This is the news courtesy of the great Brian McTaggart through the narration of the OG John Lopez.
Astros president of baseball operations, Jeff Luhnow, said Correa's injury happened Tuesday morning at his home, and he deferred to Correa to divulge any more information.
Stanford Route, NFL vet in the building, one of the fastest to ever do it. You're sitting here laughing at this because we were just talking about women, and you got a big smile on your face. What's so funny about this to you?
Because, man, like, the timing of this breaking news could not be any more impeccable based on what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And whenever I hear that, I automatically think that on some level, this has something to do with whoever was in the home at the time. I highly doubt
that
somebody actually, you know, falling down the steps all on their own. It's not like somebody's up there early in the morning, up there in their trees in their backyard, you know, pruning them, cutting the leaves off or anything like that. So anytime I hear of somebody getting injured, man or woman, cat, dog, I don't care who it is. Anytime I hear somebody getting some sort of injury in the home, you automatically assume that it happened in some capacity from somebody else.
Now, let's be 100% fair here. You know, Correa's going to have his chance to talk about this, and he's going to tell us what happened.
No, let's not be fair. Probably let's have fun.
No, we have to be fair. No, because
Landry, if the shoe was on the other foot,
right.
You would want to be given the opportunity to actually clear everything
up
and give your side.
Exactly. Trust me, we're going to get reaction from the loopholes via the telephone, but certainly on the text board, 713-572-4610. What do you think this happened? But we got to be fair. Who knows? It could have been any reason, but man.
4-0 says the Sparkle Princess was upset that her engagement got one night of press while Watt had 5 and she beat him for not being a bigger star with more sparkle.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
9812 says he fell out of the shower while doing something to the Sparkle Princess. 8737 says Sparkle Princess had him on a sex swing and demanded him to tell her about Victoria's Secret. And when she did, she gave him a spanking and cracked his ribs. You sicko. Sparkle Prince put on one of those sparkly jackets and wasn't satisfied. Made a negative comment about the Sparkle Princess's mom's products. And the Sparkling Princess hit him with an elbow in the ribs.
God, these loopholes are very demonic.
They are demonic. They're hilarious.
The Sparkle Princess was upset her engagement. We already read that one, the one night of press. That's probably the best one. 713-572-4610 if you can tell us how Correa got hurt.
Let's say it all together, 7363 says, succubus.
Oh, we're going there. someone says, 9645 says Correa slipped and fell on glitter.
That's the best one.
Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date with the latest. How did Carlos Correa get hurt? Who knows, but his ribs are cracked and it happened at home. Stanford Route with us, Sports Radio 610. Texans on the practice field as we speak. They're getting some work in. We're going to hear from many members of the Texans at noon, as well as Bill O'Brien at 1 o'clock, 53 days away from the start of training camp. Justin Reed in his second season, very giddy about what's coming for this Houston Texans team.
Oh, man, I'm excited and I'm ready for it. Anything that the team asks or wants me to do, I'm up for anything. I'm a team guy. Any of you want me to play special teams, I'll do anything that the coaches want of me. I have no problem doing it.
Is there such thing as too giddy, Stanford? Has there ever been a teammate that you have that is just so positive that you're just like, dude, shut up?
There have been times where I felt like that about a teammate.
Kind of roll your eyes.
But then that's something that I had to actually look with inside myself.
Because
if I feel he's too positive, like,
maybe you're too negative.
Exactly. Like, what the hell is wrong with me if I feel like he's too positive? Like, listen to how that sounds. We're playing a game of football.
Yeah.
We're a grown man getting paid a lot of money to play a kid's game, and you have a guy who actually is willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win. So, yes, to your question, there have been times where I've been bothered by that or annoyed, and then I had to finally check myself and be like, okay, you know what? Who's really the problem here? Mm-hmm. The person that's actually being too much of a teammate, or me feeling like, oh, well, you know, you got to carry yourself a certain way. You can't always be so chipper in the locker room. So that's something that I don't see any problem with that.
To me, it's always been, are you sincere? Do you
Justin Reed's sincere. We love
yeah,
us some
do
Justin
you sense,
Reed.
Do you sense like he really is this, or is it all just kind
it's
of...
It's not like a Russell Wilson
exactly,
quirky. It's like an
exactly.
authentic quirkiness.
I mean, I personally think that he's legit, and I think he's profound with everything that he says, even what you see on the field. And what school did he go to again?
Stanford.
That's
there
right. So, I mean, obviously you can believe everything he says.
Well, talk to Tiger Woods about that, maybe. might need to check your facts there, sir. Maybe John Elway, too. He's been known to drink a little bit. We can keep going. We can keep going with this if we
There's
want.
There's nothing wrong with an occasional drink.
Nothing
well,
wrong with that.
Occasional one.
Nothing
got,
wrong with that.
John Elway's drinking right now, but he's about 5 in.
Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
I rest my case. Deshaun Watson on Kiki Kuti and all the weapons this offense has as the Texans continue practice right now.
You never know what he's going to do with the ball in his hands. I mean, he can do all types of stuff. And, you know, he's a guy that the defense have to worry about. So you have three, you know, including the tight ends, four, you know, guys that can go out there and run routes. I mean, you got to count all those guys. So you can't just count for Hop and Will. You got to count for all four of them. And, I mean.
Stanford, you played some slot corner. You played some on the outside. Texans got three receivers. When healthy. We're going to pretend they're healthy. That bring different things to the table. You got DeAndre Hopkins, big, physical, nice hands. You got Will Fuller, deep threat, takes it to a next level with Deshaun Watson, added some elements to his game before going down last year, and you got your slot receiver in Kiki Kuti. Rank those guys 1 to 3 and the guys that you would least want to cover and least want to match up with and why it would be a difficult matchup with all three of them.
Ooh, man. Wow.
Putting you on the spot.
I would probably have to go with number 1 through 3, obviously.
That you at least want to.
That I would at least want to.
The least, yeah.
I would probably have to say the least is, I would probably say QT. Because he's a short jitterbug. He's somebody that you have to make sure that you are in and out of your breaks quicker than a hiccup. Me playing back in the slot, I loved it because it actually helped me understand the entire defense. But when you're going against those short, shifty guys like the Brandon Stokeleys or the Wes Welkers or the Danny Amendolas of the bunch, they definitely make you work because you've got to always be on your P's and Q's. Number two, and I'd say this is a close number two, would be DeAndre Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Because for the most part, as a corner, you're covering a receiver. A lot of times the quarterback just go to his next read if you're in good position.
Yeah.
But with somebody like DeAndre Hopkins, he has such a wide
radius
that the quarterback is going to feel like he can throw him the ball and he can come down with it. So not only do you have to cover him, that's only part of the play. Now you got to finish the play and you got to actually make the play.
I had a DB.
Keep him from catching the ball because a guy like him, he can make one-handed catches. He can catch behind the back shoulder. He can make behind the back catches. He can do all of that. So that's somebody that you can never get lulled to sleep, and you can never figure, okay, you know what? I'm in good position. Deshaun's just going to go to his next read. Deshaun's actually going to try you, as you've seen many times with him doing the back shoulder fades, like last year against the New York Jets with a, forget the cornerback name from the Dallas Cowboys, got drafted, Morris Claiborne.
Okay.
So, or even the one on Pac-Man Jones against the Bengals a couple years ago. And then last, I would say Will Fuller, simply because of me being a fast guy. Will Fuller, although he got great at it last year, he got much better actually running the intermediate routes because he's still a deep threat. That's really all I feel like I have
you
to worry about.
You can run with him.
Yes, and I know I can run with him. But he made some great strides last year at becoming more of a intermediate short route receiver. That way he keeps you honest and you can't just sit on the deep ball.
I had a DB tell me once a long time ago, and you reminded me of it when you said that, you never want to be covering the when in doubt guy. Because when in doubt, if everybody else is covered, even if he comes off of you, he's just going to throw it to your guy anyway, and he might still make you look bad.
Yes, so, I remember back when I was maybe second year in the league, I remember Randy Moss, he always told me, he said, the guys who are going to give you guys problems in this league are the big ones who can run. Because it provides so much of a caveat, an outlet for the receiver, I mean, for the quarterback.
Yeah.
But because he's big and he can run, now you can't just go ahead and swallow him up with just your size.
Right.
Like, you go run down the field against maybe a DeSean Jackson, even a Kiki QT.
Well, exactly.
The quarterback's going to go to his next read because he gets down the field and he can't even see the receiver anymore because he's going against a 6'1 corner.
Mm-hmm.
But you got that receiver that's 6'2, 6'3, and A.J. Green, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, guys like that, and Mike Evans, who can actually run. Yes, the quarterback is going to throw the ball up to them, and he's going to assume that, you know what, my guy will come down with the ball.
Yeah.
Astros-Cubs last night. No Altuve, no Correa, no Springer. Doesn't really matter. Corbin Martin lasts just 3 2/3 innings. However, the Astros score 4 runs in the fourth, led by Stubbs, tying the game. And then Michael Brantley hits a 2-RBI double. Astros end up winning 6-3. But Alex Bregman, after the game, despite having 2 home runs, not very pleased with what he saw from himself.
Better figure out how to hit a 4-seam fastball, because the other 2 at bats were absolutely terrible. I really just want to figure out how to hit a 4-seam fastball because I'm popping them up to the infield. I got to lead the league in infield pop-up. So once we figure that out, we'll be on a good track. But I'm pumped that we're winning games. That's the most important thing.
So the Astros do win. Bregman with the 2 bombs. Roberto Osuna coming off 2 bad outings. He ends up picking up the win. Astros win 8-5. I might have missaid the score there. Wade Miley on the mound today as the Astros look for the sweep over the Cubs. Carlos Correa, if you're just tuning in, he's on the injured list with cracked ribs. Apparently it happened at the house. GM Jeff Luhnow would not say how that happened. He said he would let Carlos tell you if he wanted to tell you, which brought up so many possibilities.
It does. And the biggest news, even if you're kind of raising an eyebrow at what could have possibly happened to Carlos Correa, the biggest news is you got guys on the injured list all over the place now. I mean, they're battling. Altuve had a setback, so he came back home from his rehab assignment. Obviously, Correa, a huge setback, got injured at home. He's on the injured list for 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, Springer
Aledmys Diaz,
at least a month. Aledmys Diaz, I think he's probably close to a month as well.
Max Stassi.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Colin McHugh.
You can only count on Alex Bregman, carrying the team on his shoulders for so long, right?
Well, Brantley's got your back.
Well, Brantley, too. He's having a good year.
And then on top of that, you got the guys, the Astros got a 7.5 game lead.
The division, you don't have to worry about.
They're going to be just fine. Obviously, they're going through a little bit of a lull right now, but it's a 162-game season, so you're not going to be on your P's and Q's. You're not going to be playing at an A game type of level throughout the entire season. So if they're going to go and get bit by the injury bug, I'd much rather it happen right now than, let's say, August, September, going on in the playoffs.
And just to, if you want to kind of dig deep on the Correa injury, Luhnow talking about it, isn't that a little weird, too, that the general manager, he could have said, and that's all I'm going to say about it, it happened at home. But instead he said, I'm not at liberty to specify how this injury happened.
I think they might have been playing like a game or something like that.
But I will say this. Anytime a GM or a head coach or somebody within the front office of that organization says something so cryptic.
Yes.
Anytime they say something so cryptic, that tells me already right there that even himself, he's not necessarily on board.
Bingo.
Or very supportive of how he's handling his relationship with that girl.
And they want you to know the truth. It's like when you ask someone why they're in an argument with someone, you say, what's up? Why don't you ask him?
Yes.
Why don't you ask her?
Yeah.
And then they want to set you up to where that's what it is.
I think there's something to be said with how he announced this injury, because a regular general manager would generally have their players back. Like, let's say Moises Alou really did fall off of a treadmill. Back then the general manager would have said, well, it happened at home. We're confident that he'll get back from this.
We stand by our guy.
But not say, I'm not at liberty to tell you exactly how it happened. Because, oh, my gosh.
Guys, I will tell you this, man. There is plenty of times that I've seen before that, and it will happen again, where somebody's relationship rubs people within the organization or the entire organization the wrong way. And so, yes, when you see a GM coming out like that, saying something to that magnitude of how cryptic he wants to be with it, he's putting that on Carlos Correa's shoulders where, okay, you know what, you got to deal with this, because that tells me he's probably already tried to have a talk with Carlos about, hey, you know what, this whole YouTube thing, might want to go ahead and pipe it down a little bit. But he obviously did not put a lid on it. He went ahead and let this thing kind of linger on.
And just actually, the way he worded it.
Yes, and actually increased. So now it's basically him saying, okay, you know what, you did this, it's now all on you. You handle it to the media.
Obviously speculation, but that's what we're here to do. Landry Locker, John Lopez, NFL veteran cornerback, Stanford route here. Carlos Correa on the injured list. Apparently injured his ribs at home. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with cracked ribs.
How? You're going to have to ask him.
You're going to have to ask him, according to GM Jeff Luno. A.J. Hinch, we got to congratulate him as well. 500th career victory as the manager of the Houston Astros. So congratulations to A.J. Hinch. NBA Finals begin Thursday night. Golden State at Toronto. I didn't even realize that Toronto had home court, but they do. No KD. That's Kawhi Leonard right there. No KD expected for the Warriors in Game 1. Could I interest you guys in a crazy-ass stat? I'm not overselling this. This is a crazy-ass stat. This year's NBA Finals will mark the 36th straight NBA Finals. You know this stat?
I know where you're going with it.
In which one of the participants in the series was a teammate of Shaquille O'Neal.
36?
Yes. 36, I thought the same thing when I saw it.
Straight NBA Finals in which the one of the participants in the series was a teammate.
He's 6 degrees.
Of Shaquille O'Neal.
He's Kevin Bacon. He's Kevin Bacon, yes, of the NBA.
Literally. 36.
Danny Green is the one. They played in 09, 10 to in Cleveland. Shaq probably like to forget that one. That wasn't Shaq that we've seen. But 36 straight years where.
That's crazy. Who do you like? You're a big basketball guy, man.
I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Just simply because, number one, I think they're a better team.
Because they're the Warriors.
And then, number two, I feel like I really am starting to feel a certain type of way with how Kawhi has been basically the best player in the league.
He's incredible.
And we obviously let him go, and it seems like he's now found a happy home. He's thriving.
We as the Spurs, right?
Yes, the Spurs. And it, like, you don't want to see your girlfriend go off and live life better than she was with you. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, part of me, for all Spurs fans out there, like, it brings a tear to my eye to know that we had this. And we let him walk right out the front door. Now he's over there thriving, living his best life. And I can't sit there and watch him actually win a championship knowing that we, you know what, the bed on that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, Stan.
I just can't.
It'll be all right. I think you're feeling pretty good. I think you might be all right. I think the Warriors should take care of that, but we'll see. Starts on Thursday. Yeah. Damn, the Warriors have had a lot of rest. Stanford Route, NFL cornerback, one of the fastest to ever do it. It's always fun when you come in here on a Thursday, especially when you're drinking your juice, man. I know it's a serious time when you got that juice going.
Always. Come on, guys. I gotta stay juiced up. Republic Roots, it will change your life.
There you go.
Is that a paid endorsement, or is that just
I'm just trying to help everybody out.
What flavor is that?
This is beets.
Oh my God, I hate beets. Does it taste like beets?
Yeah, beets, apple, strawberry. Trust me, just try it. I promise you will like it.
Like green eggs and ham.
All right.
Yes.
Like green eggs and ham. Stanford Route with us every Wednesday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a hump day. We're going to go around the NFL next. Gerald McCoy is going to be in the AFC, and he's going to face the Houston Texans in 2019. At least that appears to be the case. We'll tell you what team the 6-time Pro Bowler will likely play on, and we're going to hear from some of your Houston Texans in the noon hour. Keep it locked. Texans practice updates next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.